Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum everyone, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a new episode of your favorite program, Youth Station.
Bismillah.
I am Asma. And Choo-choo-ka-choo. Yes, Choo-choo-ka-choo is there as well.
It's the Youth Station for you. I'm Muzaffar.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. How the society is destroying the minds of our youths. As well as that, I'd say there's a whole ideological attack, or it's not as visible or as clear as that. The problem with atheists is that they've created false ideas, false concepts, false
notions,
right, which they have based their entire understanding on.
Exactly.
And you can see it in Hinduism, you can see it in Judaism, where Jews say that, you know, some of the prophets, God forbid, you know, they fought with God.
And that's exactly what we were talking about today, about the gender thing or the special inclinations of the kids.
Exactly.
All of these false notions, they create them. And then they call them freedom and whatever.
They've gone against fact.
Yeah.
There is male
and there's
female,
a female.
Right? We have created all things in pairs, azwaja.
The same thing goes with the flat earth.
The same thing. But this is the climate of society in the West.
They're putting everything under a question, a big question.
No, they're not. Islam puts everything under question. In the true sense.
No, I mean the true logic of every single thing. Like, for example, if there's a male and there's a female, how are you going to make these two things work interchangeably?
What I'd say they're doing is they are justifying illogical fallacies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually questioning. They're actually teaching the population not to question. They're saying, whatever you believe in, reality is objective.
Yeah.
I have a perspective, you have a perspective, we're both right.
Yes. That's true.
And that's not the reality. There is actually a truth of everything. So, for example, the earth is either flat or round. Now, if you say that, okay, the earth is both flat and round, that's wrong.
Of course,
you can't
it
just,
is.
If you say that there is male and female, if you say that there is no female or female, and then expect me to say, yes, I agree with your opinion, but it's illogical.
That doesn't make it a truth.
Right.
Even
it doesn't
if you
make
say,
it a truth just because you believe in it.
Exactly.
But that's really essentially what polytheism is all about. And it brings us back to this idea of shirk in the Quran and why Islam is so opposed to the concept of polytheism. Because what polytheism basically entails is this concept that you have created something and now you're calling it truth. You're calling it logic. You're calling it God.
And falsely, you make people believe that.
You're forcing other people to believe it.
Yeah.
Therein lies the premise of having created something yourself and then attributing sacredness to it.
Mm-hmm.
LGBT, for example, it's a human-made concept, but it has become so sacred in secularism, if you like, or liberalism, if you like, that even now, just yesterday I saw in the news that they're trying to push for it to be an official statement of the UN.
Oh, wow.
You know? Mm. And countries which oppose LGBT are therefore put under the radar and branded as evil.
And still, what's the purpose of that? Purpose of creating these false ideas and making people believe them?
Well, if you want to go really high up, Shaitan is actually in control of this entire plan. And obviously, astaghfirullah, it's not him who's in control. Allah is ultimately in control.
Mm-hmm.
But penultimately, Shaitan has been behind these plots for a long time. And yeah, it's all about that.
To deviate
the
obedience of Allah from the true path.
You know, Shaitan, his enmity with us is really sinister. If you think about an enemy, a general enemy in a book, that enemy just wants to kill you. It wants to crush you and you have to fight back and defend your life.
Of course,
Shaitan doesn't want that. Shaitan wants you to destroy yourself.
Yeah, so cruel of an enemy.
I mean, not only does he want you to destroy yourself, he wants you to destroy yourself so badly that you will actually burn for an eternity in the hellfire after you die as well.
And then if you question him, then he would say, I did nothing, I just invited you.
I just whispered to you, right? I just suggested to you and
it
you
followed
it. It
was just a temptation. You could have said no.
You just followed it. When somebody falls for one of these traps, they're just basically destroying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall for the LGBT trap, for example, you're going to destroy your potential for creating children in the future, for example. You're going to destroy your potential for actually leading a honorable and happy life.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall for the trap of gender fluidity, you're going to be so confused. There was this US soldier who was celebrated because he changed his gender and he became a woman.
Yeah, and they do a lot of such things.
But then what happened? He regretted it and he realized
it. I have never been in a Western society, but I just wonder, do their people also feel so shocked when they see such things?
Oh, yeah, they feel very shocked, but they're not allowed to say anything. Otherwise, they'll be arrested.
Wow.
So, for example, there was a boys' school, my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a boys' school. All the kids have to wear uniform.
Yeah.
In the UK, everybody wears uniform, right? If you violate the uniform, you will get kicked out of the school. You have to wear a suit, you have to wear a tie, you have to wear shoes, etc., etc., etc. But one of the boys started to go to school wearing a skirt. And there was an entire assembly where they explained to all the children that this is acceptable. And nobody should say anything against it. So this boy is now wearing a skirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that was just in my own brother's school, right? And that's not even in metropolitan places.
But if he didn't wear the tie, he would have been kicked out from the school.
Exactly. If any of the other boys say that, okay, I don't want to wear a tie.
Nice.
But because this kid said, oh, I identify as a girl.
Yeah.
Suddenly, they're allowed to wear a skirt. Now, what's the purpose of there being a boys' school in the first place? I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably you should going change to, the school, of course.
They're probably going to change that whole system, you see. Welcome back. We've been talking about how the society is destroying the minds of our youths. I'll give you another example. Back when I was doing teacher training, you have to accept if there is a gay student. You're not allowed to say anything against it. And in public and in assemblies and in textbooks, it's always promoted that, you know, it's acceptable. So, for example, even maths books are being changed now. So if in the past it used to say, if Mary is married to Ben, now it will say if Jerry is married to Ben and he buys 7 apples or something like that, right? Even
so
maths
they're changing
books.
Everything.
But then when I'm having a conversation in a private conversation with two teachers, for example, they'll say, oh, I hate all this gay stuff.
So they themselves also
of
have
course.
Some objections, but they cannot say
they're
it.
Not allowed to. They're actually not allowed to. Like, you will get kicked out of the school.
Yeah.
You'll get kicked out of any public platform. Mm-hmm. You won't be allowed in the BBC. You won't be allowed in any of their official positions. You literally. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because Joe Biden was just bragging about how when he was in high school, he had an epiphany because he said he saw two men when he was just a kid in school, and suddenly he realized that, oh, it's okay. And that's why he's so pro.
That's a moment of manifestation.
So the article I was reading was showing that actually this is a complete lie because Biden was against LGBT and he actually signed bills against LGBT up until around about 2012.
But they just use it as a slogan to gain some followers.
But yeah, this is all that's happening in the society in the West.
And it's so unfortunate.
It's horrible.
Because it's getting horrible. Everywhere, I guess.
It's spreading like a disease across the world.
Yeah, exactly.
But what can you do? That's the society. Now, when we're raising kids in such a society, how do we expect that they won't go astray?
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult. It's nigh impossible. Now the statistics are like, okay, 9 out of 10. Before it used to be 9 out of 10 will be safe.
Yeah.
But there will always be one who goes astray. Mm. But nowadays, it's like, oh, 9 out of 10 are going astray.
Oh,
one will be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really become a horrible situation
so
in the West.
So the duty of parent is so, so much, you know, like a burden.
It is. Can you just hold that thought? We're going to go for a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. We've been talking about how the society is destroying the minds of our youths. Anyway, we've been focusing a lot on the LGBT issue. That's just one of
example.
The issues. Another issue is, for example, feminism itself.
Yeah. Yes.
Feminism. I mean, I was talking to a man, like, God bless him. He's going through a divorce right now. This is another issue that we have in the West. Divorce rates are skyrocketing.
Yeah, I guess everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now there's no border for all the things that happen.
But in the West, it's like this. When I was growing up in school, I was the only kid in the class whose parents were still together.
The only one. Out of how many children?
Out of 30 children.
Oh, my God.
I think I was the only one. I can't recall or think of. Most of the kids didn't know their fathers, or if they do know their fathers, they are divorced or they're in abusive relationships. Things like that, yeah.
So out of 30, only one.
Me, yeah.
You were the lucky one.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. So that is incomparable to a place like Iran anywhere else, really. UK is quite bad, and it's quite it's well known that it's...
For divorce.
For divorce is nobody... Like, a lot of the kids are just born out of wedlock anyway, right?
Yeah,
But... Feminism, coming back to feminism, it's one of the key ideologies which is destroying the society. It's making men terribly unhappy because they feel like their egos are being attacked, and they don't feel like they have that kind of manly courage.
And tell you something,
chivalry.
Even it is not giving the women their rights.
Exactly. Yeah. Women are not happy either. Because
exactly. Yeah.
The natural. I sometimes wish that we could just go. Let's reverse. Let's go back to a time where we were cave people, right? A woman would need a man to protect her from bears and lions and other attacking tribes and stuff, right? In that kind of a situation where the forces of nature are really against you, you have to survive every single day. It's very easy to be like kind of in line with your fitra, with your innate nature, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is how, even if you look at it from, you know, an un-Islamic perspective, that's how we've evolved.
Yeah, that's nature, you know?
That's our human instinct.
Yeah.
But we've strayed so far away from that just households are just breaking up. They can't stay together
as
couples. We've
crossed the lines and all the borders.
So that's another ideology. Then there's political ideologies. There's a whole push in the West to join the army and to support the troops.
It's been
really
so complicated
messy.
All around the world.
That's all we have time for today. Inshallah, we'll see you next time. We'll
Inshallah.
Speak more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.